Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Yvette calling from Southern Ohio, and I really, really, really am excited to talk to you this morning. Good morning, my fellow ACN entrepreneurs and business owners. I want to thank Mr. Oren Solomon and Ms. Leanne Gabriel for asking me to share some thoughts with you this morning, Mojo Call. It is not a light task to undertake, as is evidenced by the excellent Mojo speakers we have enjoyed during this year and in previous years. I had thought of one topic that I wanted to share, but it came from my head and not my heart. Then I thought about another topic, a book I had read, and how it dramatically changed my life's course. And I wanted to share that. It was from my heart, but not meant to be shared at this time. So then I went back to a recent event where Ms. Donna Perkins talked about her family, and I found today's topic. I felt it when I heard her speak. And tonight, as I wrote this last night, to be sure it didn't take too long, as I sought to try to revert to an earlier thought, my mom's caregiver said the same thing, this newer Mojo idea to us. I'm going to tell you about two men and then a meaningful conversation, and then the punchline, or the Mojo's possible applicability to you. Bear with me. I timed it. 7 minutes from start to finish, and we've already begun. So I was privileged to know my maternal and paternal grandfathers well, as they both lived under the age of 96 and 81, respectively. My mother's father, Jimmy Wingfield, born in Kentucky, where he learned his trade, became a famous, world-famous race horse jockey. He rode in the United States, in Europe, and in Tsarist Russia. He won the Kentucky Derby in two consecutive years before he went to Europe to continue his career. He also was the last African-American jockey to win the Kentucky Derby in 1902. My father's father, Von Casey, was born in Indiana. And they lived, by the way, Margaret, in Marion, Indiana. He was a welder and then became a farmer. During the Depression, he was blessed to continue his industry job, but realized that to feed his family, he needed more. He decided to buy a farm, raise a garden, and crops to take care of his wife and children. Not happy to move to the country, having lived with all the amenities of urban life in the 1920s, my grandmother reluctantly went with him on this new adventure. That farm is still in our family many decades later. That information is not shared to be bragging, but to bring us to the topic that my grandfather, Von Casey, introduced me to. That meaningful conversation I was referring to. I was in medical school at the time, I think my third year, and he asked as I was leaving the farm, preparing to return to Washington, D.C. and Howard University College of Medicine. He asked me, "Do you love what you do?" I promptly answered, "Yes, Grandpa, I love it." He immediately asked me again, "Do you love what you do?" I looked at him wondering, what in the world was he getting at? And replied again with a lilting inflection, "Yes." And then I'm thinking, why is he asking me this again? Is it because I'm a woman going into medicine or what? And then he looked at me again and asked, "Do you really love what you do?" By now I was flustered. I did not know what he was asking of me. I did not know where he was coming from in all of this. I had already answered him in the same response twice. He then looked at me and he said, "Because to be good at what you do, you really have to love it." And I looked at him, a man who barely finished the eighth grade of school, having been a farmer for over 50 years and married for more than that. and I realized he had shared something very profound. He vocalized what I had come to appreciate in both my grandfathers and my grandmothers as well, that they really loved what they did, and because of that love, they excelled at it in their respective careers, professions, activities, and families. So that brings it to us, you and me now. The holiday season is a time of love. That's the theme of this season. The ending of a year and the beginning of a new one are times for reflection, looking back on the old year and reaching towards the new one. Let us reflect and ask ourselves individually on your own time the next six questions. Question number one, do I really love ACN? If yes, proceed to the next question. Number two, why do I love ACN? Number three, what do I love about ACN? Number four, when do I love ACN? Number five, how do I show I love ACN? And number six, if I really love ACN as I say I do, then how will that love manifest itself in excellence? You kind of notice that with each succeeding question, it requires a more involved answer and thought to produce that answer. I did say that the end of the year is a traditional time to reflect on our lives and the course we are on, but these questions can be reviewed at any time of the year and frequently or periodically or whenever. I am going to be asking myself these questions and answering them as well. I think this will influence my ACN business and life for the coming year and in the years to come. I will give you a hint. These questions can also be applied to other areas of our lives. Just substitute that other portion of your life with the word ACN. Hopefully this morning mojo, which I now will title Loving What You Do and ACN, will give you something to think about, if not now, then when you're ready. Be blessed, everyone, and have a great holiday season and a more prosperous new year. Bye-bye.